This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn McGeek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's October 2nd, episode 757, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. Downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Well, good morning. Yes, I said it right. It is October. It is finally at night cooling off here, Glenn, in Arizona. Sunny, beautiful Phoenix actually is now down to about 78 at night. Maybe
wow, you got
75.
The jackets out, the winter blankets, and
dude, you gotta have your winter coat on. Yeah, I mean it's freezing out here. Jeez,
crank up the heat. Got the fireplace going.
exactly. So, how are things in Ocala? What's the weather like there?
Actually, it's been getting a little tiny bit cooler in the evenings. We've probably been in the 70s also. But we had a hatch of mosquitoes two nights ago that there were no mosquitoes. And then two nights ago, Jennifer's horse came in covered in wealth. I mean, just covered in wealth. And yesterday, I couldn't clean the paddock. I was being ravenously eaten by mosquitoes. And it was like, okay, that's it. I'm out of here. It's a big paddock and wait. It didn't matter what spray I put on. I don't know. It's their last-ditch effort before, quote-unquote, winter sets in, you know? I don't know.
Jennifer, leave it to a man to come up with a reason to stop cleaning the paddock. Oh, sure. Mosquitoes hatch when it's cold, okay? Oh, sprays don't work. Give me another excuse, Glenn. Just another excuse to go inside the house and sit down in front of the TV.
Now, Jennifer, be honest, did you come inside the house and sit down in front of the TV?
I must say, the very second I got back from my ride, I threw on Beaker's fly sheet at breakneck speed and ran for the house and had to get a transfusion.
Okay, sure. Leave it to a man, though. I'm just saying. Jennifer, what's up on today's show?
On today's We Wish It Was Friday Wednesday edition, the EquityMSU.com Wheel of Trivia is heavily loaded with prizes and poised to either disappoint or thrill our callers today, depending upon your luck. And next up, from across the pond, another entertainingly informative trip across with the voice of Horse and Country TV, Victoria Spicer. And to wrap up the Wednesday Fun and Games, the Horse.com Horse Health Report, brought to you by Horse Side Vet Guide, is here. And in honor of all of the silver one-ton trucks named USS Enterprise and the Orange subcompacts known affectionately as Pumpkin, happy Name Your Car Day.
Do you name your cars, Jamie?
Well, my truck is called the Black Pearl, much like the Black Pearl of the pirate ship theme, but it actually is the color. When they said, oh, I said, what color is this truck? They said, it's Black Pearl. I was like, it's the Black Pearl, matey. So it's the Black Pearl. Yeah. So,
should
yes.
We just warn the listeners now that we're both in mood? I'm in a good mood. You've been up since 3 o'clock and sounds like you've had 85 cups of coffee when we went into our pre-show meeting. So we're just warning the listeners that it could be an interesting, fun day. And we changed up the wheel today, too. So, by the way, if you want to give us a call, it's 347-637-3238. It's the Wheel of Gift Certificates. We have all kinds of gift certificates on the wheel today. And I'm talking like this because I realized I forgot to have a Daily Winnie. So I have no Daily Winnie today. Do you have one?
You have no Daily Winnie? How do you have no... Yeah, I have a Daily Winnie.
Okay. You do yours. I'll think about it.
My Daily Winnie, if you go to Facebook right now, you will see my Daily Winnie because it's awesome. It goes to a woman named Patty Weston and and her horse Pablo, who his name is Embracing Picasso. This off-the-track thoroughbred went to dressage at Devon in the five-year-old class. I mean, he is at dressage at Devon, an off-the-track thoroughbred, competing with all those big warm-bloods. And at the end of the class, he, you know, they halt at edge, they salute, and the judge is like, let me talk to you, Patty, come on up here. You know, because sometimes the judge, you know, if you did really good or you need to work on something, they'll be nice and talk to you a little bit about your test. So she walks Pablo up to the end to see and talking to the judge, and Pablo decides that the beautiful chrysanthemums at the end of the arena for decor are food. And he proceeds to grab an entire mouthful of flowers directly in front of the dressage judge at Devon. And so there is actually video online as well if you go to Horse Nation, but I just posted, the photographer got such a fantastic picture of it. So it is on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. So there you go. Way to go, Patty. Way to go, Picasso.
I thought you were going to say she won the whole thing, not that her horse was eating the arena.
That's what makes it awesome.
That's funny. That is a good picture. See, your Daily Winnie was much better than any I would have come up with.
Well, hey, talk amongst yourselves real quick. I got to go get the crying baby. My husband's already at work, and he's screaming in the other room. So, talk amongst yourselves.
All right, very good. Well, we wanted to...
Right,
so it is time to call in, 347-637-3238, to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Gift Certificates. We have Starbucks gift certificates. We have Amazon gift certificates. We have EquusNow gift certificates, iTunes. We have all kinds of gift certificates on the wheel. Over $500 worth is one gift certificate on the wheel worth $100. So we are wanting you to give us a call and play. I'm in a mood today. I'm in a good mood. So Lord knows what might happen, and we might have some fun today. So Jennifer has put together some questions for you to answer. And
it's either going to be a lot of fun or a complete disaster. We'll see.
Complete disaster, one or the other, because Jamie and I are in a mood. So definitely give us a call. You know, I did want to say, though, there are 14 spots on the wheel for prizes. Three of those spots are taken up by crap. A box of crap for my closet, because I found more crap in my closet, so it needs to go. So you have almost a 20% chance of winning crap from my closet, and you should feel lucky.
Who doesn't want crap, right?
Who doesn't want crap from my closet? Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, boy. And again, I keep my litter box, my kitty litter box, in my closet. So whenever you say crap from your closet, I think kitty litter.
Are you saying that the boxes of crap we send out are likely to be kitty litter scented? Is that what you're saying?
I just, every time you say crap from your closet, I think of Frank's litter box.
And we've all determined that the worst poop to clean is cat poop. We've all determined that. Yeah, that we came to that conclusion the other day. You know, we used to name our cars, but I don't think our Jeep currently has a name. You know, I just noticed Jennifer posted that on Facebook, and people are starting to comment, but I don't think our Jeep currently has a name. We did have an Enterprise, a silver Dodge Ram, so that had to be Enterprise. I think that was required. And then, by the way, there is a question
Enterprise
coming up from new callers that, yes, you do press 1 when you call in if you want to play the wheel. Just sorry about that. Yeah, we needed the Enterprise, so that was one I remember. But I don't remember a lot of the car names. Is that a girl thing more than a boy thing?
You know what? I think that this car, the Black Pearl, my truck, is the first car I've ever named.
Jennifer had a little thing here on how to name cars, and the first thing it says is don't select wimpy names. It might give your car a personality complex, and it will perform accordingly. So don't
this
call it
This is my
loser.
Car. Yeah, this is my car, the breakdown.
Yeah.
The Strander. The Strander.
So that was one of the things. And it says pick 'em up trucks must have country names. So apparently, what's yours named again?
Mine is definitely not a country name. It's called the Black Pearl.
No, that's more of a pirate name. Yeah, that definitely qualifies as a pirate name. So did you get to ride yesterday? We're killing time until Jennifer gets the callers lined up.
Okay, gotcha. I was like, what are you? Well, let's play.
I don't know anybody's name yet.
Okay. No, I did not ride, but I did get to teach a lesson, so that's close as I got to sitting on a horse. But this whole husband working and me having a baby thing is not conducive to having time to go out and ride a horse. It's kind of irritating.
By the way, Jennifer's putting in a petition that we be considered government employees and we take the rest of the week off.
How's that working for you, boss?
I would like to take the rest of the week off, too. But unfortunately, I don't work for the government. So do you think that there's a lot of the government workers that are now laid off? And I don't mean to make light of the situation. It's absolutely horrible, except every post I've seen on Facebook from people I know that work for the government are like going, woohoo, vacation. None of them seem to be upset.
I know.
About.
Some people wrote, snow day. I was like, wow, enjoy that.
You know why? Because they know they're not getting paid now, but it's the government. They're going to pay you back. So you know you can get your week off, and then you're going to get a great big check for like a couple weeks' worth, right? So
Yeah. That's
what's happening. They're all just happy about it. And judging by the number of callers today, I think we have a lot of government workers that have time off because...
Yep, people sitting around.
Waiting to play the Wheel of Gift Certificates. Well, let's get that started.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have like an old bell boot.
All right, everybody. This is how it works. We're going to ask you a trivia question. You have 5 seconds to answer. Jamie's going to go over the categories in here in just a minute. It's a little different today. We have nothing but gift certificates and all different kinds of gift certificates, not just horsey stuff. But we also have 3 of the slots filled up with a box of crap from my closet. So there are a lot of bummer gifts as well. We have one gift certificate on here worth $100. So that we're going to play the wheel. Let's get our first contestant here. And we have Janelle in North Carolina first.
All right, Janelle.
Good morning.
My gosh, we have so many people lined up. This is crazy. Janelle, where are you calling us from?
Kannapolis, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Just gorgeous, gorgeous. So let's see, Janelle, you've been on the phone with us before, so you know how this works. We've got the categories, famous names, is the first category. The second category is Anatomy 101. And then you've got Previously on Horses in the Morning. So you've got 5 seconds to answer. What category would you like to do?
I think I'm going to have to go for Previously on Horses in the Morning.
Ah, she's a listener. She's ready. Here we go. Who won the Awesome Again Stakes at Santa Anita last weekend?
Oh, Mucho Macho Man.
Yay! Woohoo!
Jamie, you don't have to post pictures if you go.
Girl, let me tell you a little story here. I have Facebooked them, and nobody's written me back.
I was wondering about that.
It's not just looking
get
good.
Get dressed and show up. I can't turn you away then.
Yeah, except for the security outside the gate going, where's your ticket? So, that's the
but
only
But I know
problem.
An owner. I know an owner. I honestly, really? I know him. Yeah.
Or you could just dress up like a jockey and sneak in.
Yeah, sure. That would actually probably work. I'm a little too fat, though. I'm short, but a little too thick after post-baby weight. But yeah, so believe it or not, I was going to give everybody the update. No, they have not, Patty has not written me back. And the entry deadline for Galway horse trials is coming up, so I've got to make a decision. I've got to hear this week. Please, Jennifer, give me Dean's phone number. Let me stalk him. I've got to call. I've got to do it. Okay. Glenn, it's all yours.
Spinning the wheel of gift certificates.
For Janelle.
Have you won before, Janelle?
No. Janelle. I've actually never called in before.
Oh, wow. Great.
Oh, wow.
You like that. Oh, you just won a $20 Amazon gift certificate. Good job.
Woohoo!
Now, hey. I'm going to play a game with you. We have gift certificates worth a lot more. We have stuff worth a lot less. We have piles of crap from my closet. I will give you the opportunity to spin the wheel again. It could be better. It could be worse. What do you want to do? Keep what you have or spin again?
Make that spin again.
What was that?
Let's spin again.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Let's see what you get. Spinning again. Risking it all. $20 Amazon gift certificate. And she just passed a pile of crap. You should have kept what you had. You now have a $10 Starbucks gift certificate.
I'll take
for
it.
The pumpkin latte or whatever the hell they do at Thanksgiving time. So,
just kidding.
Is it pumpkin time now at Starbucks?
I think so.
See, you should have kept it. You should have kept your $20 Amazon gift certificate.
Then it would be available.
Yeah, every woman can use Starbucks, though. I mean, come on.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah, you can catch that on the way to the barn. Well, hold on, because Jennifer's got to get your information so we can get your gift certificate out to you.
Thank you.
So hold
Thanks
on.
For calling, Janelle, and thank you for the encouragement to stalk and show up at the Breeders' Cup. I appreciate it.
Oh, you know, I think this next caller, I think I know who this is, because there's only one person with this name. And that's Monet Mary. Do you know who that is, Jamie?
Monet Mary, how are you?
I'm great this morning, thanks.
Now, I'm assuming that Monet Mary is the woman who creates and paints with some of the most famous racehorses of all time and paints beautiful pictures and has actually stood in front of the Great Zenyatta and had her paint you a picture and they auction them off for great charitable organizations. Am I correct?
You got it all right. Correct.
It would have been a bummer if it wasn't the same woman.
You mean there's two Monet Marys? Hey, before we get to the wheel, do you guys have any more paintings up for auction, or have you been hanging out with Zenyatta recently? What's going on?
We always have paintings available on eBay, but I called you to volunteer to give you a little gift for your wheel contest. But while I'm on the phone, I'll tell you about our current auction. It's non-thoroughbreds. We wanted to get out of the box, so we went and did paintings with jumpers and dressage horses, driving horses, a trotter, and we've even got the teaser from Windstar Farm, who happens to be in Appaloosa. So
Aww.
It's a whole variety of different artists. And that's going on right now on eBay.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to post the link on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page when you get a second.
Okay.
So that's fantastic. Fantastic. Yay. And, of course, all proceeds go to?
Go to Rerun, the Thoroughbred Rescue and Retraining, and then we adopt them. And all equine charities need money, of course. But we also have a calendar available with past Monets on them, and you can get some famous horses on the calendar, and you can frame them if you want, or you can just use it as a calendar. But that's available on eBay or on the rerun.org website, too.
Now, I don't know if you guys still have it, but I remember getting some note cards from you, and I did send a couple of notes and letters out, but I did not
send any of the Zenyatta note cards. I can't help it.
Hoarding them, are you?
I'm hoarding them. I can't help it.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Well, we're doing the calendar this year instead of the note cards. We're going to try that. But it has Animal Kingdom on and Einstein and Ghost Zapper and some really famous horses, and then Brook Dahl and Brass Hat, and then some horses that just match the month, like our February horse has a red heart on her painting, and it kind of goes along with the theme. So,
aw, that's great. Well, cool. So let's go. Would you like to play the Wheel of...
I would love to play. Yes, I would love to play.
Okay.
Of course, I think the names, famous names.
Famous names. Okay. You should know this one, Moni Mary. Name the U.S. Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Famer with 14 combined Triple Crown races to his credit, and who is also in the American Quarter Horse Hall of Fame. Is it A, Dwayne Lucas, B, Bob Baffert, C, Nick Zito, or D, none of these?
Oh, gosh, you know, with the quarter horse, that kind of throws me off because didn't Baffert start off with quarter horses? But I'm going to go with A, Dwayne Lucas.
Geez, I thought these were hard questions today. Good job.
Nice. Good job.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. That was tough. I don't know if I'd have gotten that one. I might have gone for Zito or Baffert.
No, I don't think
Zito
ever had any.
Mary, if you didn't get that one right, I was going to tell you to go stick a paintbrush in the mouth of Dwayne Lucas and have him do some paint. Bob Baffert, hold this paintbrush. Oh, take it away, Glenn.
All right, here we go. Spinning the wheel. See what you win. What's gift certificate? Well, actually, I don't know, do you ride horses?
Or no, I just love on them.
Well, that's good because you didn't win anything horsey. It's a $20, you won a $20 gift certificate from iTunes. For iTunes, you can buy any kind of music or TV shows or whatever you want to over there. So that's going to go your way. So hold on, Monet Mary. Yeah, so
okay.
You can have fun with that or give it away to a kid or something. You know,
spin again?
What's that?
Okay, spin again. Yeah, sure, spin again.
She wants to spin
I was
again.
Trying to get more people in, but we can do that.
We can talk about Mucho Macho Man, too.
I mean,
I've got that next question.
He does. He could win a box of crap. That's what could happen.
Box of crap.
Well, actually, you won a $15 gift certificate from Amazon. So you were actually better off with the $20 iTunes gift card. This spinning again is not working out for people today.
Either one is lovely. Everything is lovely. That's great.
All right. Well, hold on, Monet Mary, and Jennifer will get your information.
Okay.
All right.
And post
well, let's do a
link
couple
on our page.
Let's do a couple speedy ones here. We have, let me see here. My screen just went away. Hold on. Got to get it back. Don't you hate that? We have Ingrid in New Jersey.
Hey,
Ingrid. Hey, girl. How's
yes.
it going?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Okay, Glenn's being a meanie, and we got to do this a little faster.
Speed round.
So,
I got it.
I know, speed round. Famous names, Anatomy 101, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
Oh, God. Give me the really hard anatomy, I guess.
This one,
well, I didn't like
you know.
Giggle at all.
You're a glutton for punishment, Ingrid.
I know,
no,
I did
I
not say... It's okay. Well, you can take a guess here. I don't think this one's that hard. Notice that if I know the answer, I don't think it's hard.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, the Galvane's groove is found where on a horse?
The galloping groove?
No, the Galvane, G-A-L-V-A-Y-N-E, the Galvane's groove. Is found where?
Oh, maybe a tooth?
That's close enough.
Well, take it. That's right. It is in the teeth. It is the outermost upper incisor, and that is how a lot of people, you know, back in the day, and still, tell the horse's age is that brown groove on the horse's teeth. Well done.
Good job. Yay. All
so
right.
Here. It's been a long time since I won. Okay, good.
There we go.
Let's
hope it's not a box of crap.
I'll take a box of crap.
All right. Let's see here. There goes Equus now. There goes Easy Signs Online. Oh! You won the box of crap.
I won a box of crap?
You did. You won a box of crap out of my closet.
I don't get a second spin.
You can't get a second spin on the box of crap, because I know everybody would do that, and we're in a speed round, but you did win the box of crap. You know there might be something good in there. You never know. And it's not coming out of Jamie's closet, so you should be happy about that. It's not coming out of
right?
My boxes of crap are better than hers.
Give me the box of crap with all the good stuff in it.
All right, hold on, Ingrid.
All right, thanks.
All right, well, so let's keep playing, because I'll tell you what, our first guest, Victoria, has not called in yet, so
okay.
So let's let me take Lou in Pennsylvania. Speed round.
Hello, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic, Lou. Good to hear you. I know Glenn's happy to have a man call in, so he'll be really nice to you, I'm sure.
Give me an easy question.
There are no easy questions on the wheel of whatever this is. EquityMFG.com, Wheel of Trivia. Here we go. Would you like famous names, Anatomy 101, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
Famous names.
Famous names. All right, this is multiple choice, so that's the good news. Because I don't know this one at all. Considered the patriarch of Australian eventing, this equestrian rode in 5 Olympic Games, most famously in Rome in 1960 when he rode a clear stadium round with a broken collarbone. Was it A, Tom Dasher, B, Bill Roycroft, or C, Git Hoskins?
B.
That's right. I tell you, I had to look at it twice. That's right. Good job, Lou.
You're kidding me. That's a good guess.
He's yes.
That was a good guess, Lou. Very good guess.
He didn't even know what name he guessed. He's like, Pete.
I didn't either. I had to look because I didn't know that answer either.
That was a hard one.
Yes,
all right, let's
would.
Spin the wheel.
Stop.
All right, let's see. Boy, we've had all winners today. All winners. Oh, that's not a bad one. You won a $20 gift certificate from Lowe's. So
Lowe's?
I'm sure you could use that. Yeah, Lowe's. You have a farm,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, you can always use a Lowe's gift certificate, I'm sure. Well, hold
that's
on,
good.
Lou.
Lowe's, bringing people together. You know, that's what we do here on Horses in the Morning. I watch too much TV.
So Jennifer Lou won a $20 gift certificate from Lowe's. You do. You know all the commercials. Don't you skip through the commercials.
Listen, I don't have time to skip it. You know how much crap TV during the day I watch now because I have to keep myself entertained somehow? I have a child, and it's like you either watch baby TV or when he falls asleep, you watch grown-up TV.
Well, let's do one more. I think we have time for one more. Robin is up next. This day is costing me a lot of money. Ask her a hard question.
Yes. You okay. Need sponsors, Glenn. You need sponsors to take care of these gift certificates, okay? Or you start giving people gift certificates for $3. You got $3 to Lowe's. Enjoy.
Robin, how are you?
Hey, Robin.
Pretty good, and you? And Jamie, have
yes.
you read Black Beauty to Luke yet?
Oh, God. Don't torture
you
the
could
kid
be
with
reading
that.
Black Beauty out loud to him all the time.
Oh, my God. You know what? I read our first book to him yesterday. The first time I've ever gotten him to sit still long enough to hear me read a book, and I read Green Eggs and Ham. So I think the next, logically, the next book to read after Green Eggs and Ham has to be Black Beauty.
I got to tell you guys something. I was with Wendy over the weekend, and we were at dinner, and she was talking about the morning show, because Wendy, the host of the driving radio show, listens to the morning show all the time. She loves the morning show, except for one thing. She still brings it up to this day. She still says, "But I love Jamie, but I hate her for reading that crappy book." She still holds a grudge on that book.
How dare she?
She brings it up every time to how she hates Black Beauty as much as I do.
So. Say that to my face, girl. Say that to my face. See what happens.
Another good one to read out loud is the All Creatures Great and Small. That whole series. I read that to my daughters before they could move.
Oh, that would be good to read out loud, actually. You're right. Those are fun.
Is that one old enough where we could read it on the show?
I don't think so.
But
we might be
know.
Able to get permission. We'll have to work on that. That's a good idea.
That's an awesome series.
Providing us with lots of stuff to do on our radio show. We appreciate that. All right. So what category would you like? We've got one more in famous names, Anatomy 101, and previously on Horses in the Morning.
You pick one for me.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of – that's I'm going to go with famous names. That's too much pressure. I'll go with famous names because I like you. I will go with famous names because it's multiple choice. So you get to guess.
Thank you. Just like Lou
did on the last one. Just yell out a letter.
Okay.
All right. What dressage superstar competed in the FEI reigning championships at the 2010 World Equestrian Games? Is it A, Anki von Grunzven, B, Robert Dover, or C, Stepan Peters?
Anki.
All winners today.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Boy. Jennifer, you need to make these questions harder.
No more multiple choice. That's it.
All right, we need to spin quick. Let's see what gift certificate Robin has won. Let's see if she's a big winner for today. You did very well.
Big money.
$25 Equus Now gift certificate. So you can get all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, they were just on yesterday, and you get a $25 gift certificate from Equus Now. EquusNow.com. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm not spinning again because everybody that's spun again has gotten crappier gift certificates. You're not allowed.
I'm not a spin againer.
she doesn't live dangerously, Glenn. She just I did
used to have a designer horse breed. You want to hear what it was?
Oh yeah. What was it?
Half Appaloosa, half Andalusian, and she was Andalusa.
She's an Andalusa. I like it.
That's pretty good. You know what my favorite is always going to be, Belcha? You know what my favorite is always going to be is the Morgan Percheron. That's always going to be my favorite.
Yes, yes.
The moron. Hold on, Robin.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you, everybody that called in. Sorry if we didn't get you today. There was a lot of callers and a lot of winners today. Holy smokes.
Yes, there were. And thanks to EquityMFG.com for bringing you the wheel of trivia today. Equity, of course, our favorite manure forks. They don't get any better. It's to the point now where last night I taught a lesson, Glenn, and these girls, you know, they come over and they want to hang out at the house. And I'm like, you're going to hang out. You're going to do some work. And so there's three girls, and I have my one, like, super awesome Equity manure fork that has my name on it and everything, and everybody always fights over that one. But I'm like, excuse me, if you're going to work here and you're a teenager, you don't deserve something that nice. So you have to use those crappy ones, and I use the good ones. You're not old enough to appreciate how awesome that manure fork is. That's mine. Give it to me. It has my name on it. So
way to hold your own.
That's how we roll at Flyover Farm. Teenagers only get the chunk.
My landlord tried it for the first time, and he's buying one now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, he used the Plexan fork for the field out in the paddock, and we have the grass is just so thick, and he's like, God, that's it, I'm buying one of these. I keep breaking. You keep breaking the tines on the cheap ones. So,
yeah, and I've had these things for, you know, a couple years now, and I have beat the absolute crap out of them. I know he hates it when I say this, but I ran over the tines with my gator, like a giant 2,000-pound gator. I ran over it. I still use it.
I want to know why you have a gator. You only have 3 acres. I want to know why you have a gator, by the way.
Oh, my God. How can you not have a gator? It's the greatest thing ever. I go clean the pastures, I throw it in the back of the gator, take it out to the thing, dump it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, let's go to Victoria. Let's take Victoria. She's ready.
All right, Victoria, let's hear the music one.
I am, and it's coming right now, as soon as I can find it. Hold on.
There we go.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
Hello, Victoria Spicer. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you ready for a question? Oh, wait, no. We're already done with that. Sorry.
Have you run out of questions?
You want a
Pretty
question?
Much.
Well, I knew the one about Anki van Grunsven, even without the multiple choice. Can I have a similar one to that, please?
Sure. Okay, here you go. What is a foal? A foal after it is 4 days old?
Expensive?
No, right answer.
That's pretty good. It's actually 5 days old. They're expensive when they're 4 days old, too, so we can't accept that.
That was pretty good, Victoria.
Yeah, I like that. What's going on in horseandcountry.tv?
Oh, well, we're into the end of the competition season, and winter is coming, but apart from that, lots of good things. We've just had the end of the FEI Nations Cup series, which was the first new format event where they tried to make it much more global. And so we had teams from across the world, and it reached a final in Barcelona last weekend, and France took the honours. So they won ahead of Brazil and Ireland, and Britain were nowhere.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Man, it's not been a great, it doesn't seem like it's a good coming into fall for you guys.
No, possibly not. But we did win so many medals at the European Championship. So I guess we can't always win, because the exact same team that won gold last month at the European Championships came eighth in the Nations
Cup.
Wow. But quite interestingly, I'm pretty sure it was America who won the consolation final. So they had the top 16 teams who qualified, and the ones that didn't get to the very top final had a competition final, and I'm pretty sure America won that. So I'm not sure whether it's worse to come last in the top final or win the consolation final.
I'm sorry, that's like winning the loser. That's terrible. You don't want to win that one.
It was the USA. I have just checked, so they won the consolation class.
Hi, you guys are the winningest losers there are, so congratulations.
And
yay.
You had a pretty impressive team as well. You know, you had Reed Kessler and McLean Ward and some great, and BZ Madden, so some great people on there. But I guess, you know, in show jumping, there's so many good nations out there, and you can't win all the time.
I don't see why not.
We're now reigning European Olympic gold medalist in Britain in show jumping, so we're going to hold on to that, because I doubt it'll happen again anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, just keep that one. So, hey, talk to us about what's going on with Princess Haya. Now, Princess Haya, of course, is the FEI president, and she in the FEI was like, no drugs, and then her husband's barn has been busted for drugs. He has racehorses, the shake. And so So is she quitting because of that? What's the inside skinny on that?
I don't think she is quitting. I think it's unprecedented for anyone to stand for more than two terms, and she's coming to the end of her two terms. And I think there was talk that she was going to go for a third, and now she's decided that she's not going to do this, that they're not going to extend the presidency. I think she has done some really great things for the FBI and in terms of raising the profile, but it's a very difficult circumstance at the moment because it is so much about clean sport and getting rid of drugs in the sport, and there is this scandal that's happening. So basically her husband, Sheikh Mohammed, he has racing yards and also endurance yards, and his trainer over in Britain was found to be administering drugs, and so he's been fired. But I think the story is going to rumble on, and I don't think we've seen the end of it yet.
So I gotta ask this, because Princess Haya, she's a princess, and she's very pretty. Then you've got Sheikh Mohammed. Do you think, this is a side note here, that it was an arranged marriage?
I'm not sure, but she's his junior wife, so he also has a senior wife, and I think he might have several other wives as well, because I think he has quite a lot of children. So I think she was something like a Jordanian princess or something. So yeah, I think there probably was an element of matching of big rulers.
Hey, Jamie, how would you feel about being a junior wife?
I will kill somebody. I will kill somebody. Seriously,
although,
though, she's a
you have more
princess
money than God. Would you settle for junior wife?
No. If Chad had
she
more
thought
money
about
than
it,
God,
though, didn't she, Victoria?
I
she
did.
Thought about it.
And, you know, I don't know who the senior wife is. I've never seen her in public, or I've never seen her in pictures. Whereas Princess Haya's got all the horses she could hope for. She gets to go racing all year round. She gets to go to amazing locations. And she's the FBI president. So maybe it is better being the junior wife. Maybe the senior wife is at home running all the multiple palaces. And so,
wait, hold on. Now, before I do get killed and we get pulled off the air because I said something disparaging about the Sheikh, talk to us about 46 horses that were dumped in a field in Hampshire have been rescued.
I'd like to say this is a very rare event, but actually it's not. It seems to keep happening at the moment that because of the economic climate over here, there's just a lot of people who can't afford horses, and there's a lot of, it's often the traveller community who get huge groups of horses, and they fly graze them and just move them around the countryside where they shouldn't be, and I'd imagine... Pardon?
I said, for those Americans listening, those are called gypsies.
Okay. Yeah, so, and they really like their skewbald and piebald cobs and things, and so they just tend to get unmanageable numbers. I was speaking to somebody from an equine charity yesterday who said there's one member of the gypsy community who has 2,500 horses spread all over the UK without having the land to care for them. He just moves them all.
Whoa.
To the farms. 2,500. Isn't that ridiculous?
Wow.
And this story...
Yeah, it happens. Glenn, when I was in Spain, and we're trail riding around Spain, there were horses, and I was like, oh my gosh, look, wild horses. Well, of course, there's no wild horses in Spain. I just, the guy we were trail riding with was like, oh no, those are the gypsies' horses. They just bring them to random fields and drop them off and graze them, and then they go back and get them and move them somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly what happens here. And, I mean, it doesn't say for sure that they were from the travel communities, but I suspect that they probably were. But imagine if you're a charity and things are already quite bad at the moment in terms of a lot of horses that are not being cared for and people can't rehome them. I think rehoming numbers have come down as well. And so imagine suddenly having to take on a group of 46 horses, and there's not many kind of empty stable yards lying around that you can give them a home. So it's a very difficult situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's kind of something that's going on here in the United States, too. The rescues are full. And, you know, it just goes to show you, we're having this big deal drama about horse slaughter here in the United States, and should it be legal or should it be illegal? And, of course, we take the stand of it should be illegal without a doubt. You know, why, you don't want to slaughter horses for food. That's just horrible. But it goes to show you that it doesn't matter. It happens in every country. It's not like because the U.S. has made slaughter illegal that all of a sudden there's no unwanted horses. You know, it happens in Europe as well, and they don't have it either. So anyway, it's an interesting look at the world and the way that everybody thinks things should be and the way things are actually are. I'm trying not to get in trouble here, Glenn, by saying all this. I'm trying not to start a fight. But, I'm glad that all 46 horses are going to be taken care of. And if you go look on horseandcountry.tv, it is such a cute little paint draft horse that they have the picture of. It's just absolutely adorable. It looks like a gypsy banner.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully once he's got back to full health, he'll be a totally different looking horse as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the blog of the week.
Well, I love our blogger, Steph Croxford. She is such an inspiration. She is a mother of two. She is a scientist, so she has a full-time job. She learned to ride when she was about 19, and her boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband, he rode a bit, so she started doing it to join in with him. And so she decided to go and buy her own horse, and she only had a few £1,000 in her pocket, and she went to try out this driving bred horse. And she didn't think much of him, thought he was ugly, didn't understand why he kept trotting in a funny fashion, not knowing that he was doing the beginnings of Piaf. And she was jumping with him, and I remember her telling me that she was on a cross-country course one day and the instructor said, you know, you should really be doing dressage with this horse. So she'd never done a dressage test in her life, started doing a little bit here and there, and within a couple of years she was at Grand Prix, and soon she ended up being in Britain's top 10. She got longlisted for the Olympics. It is a total story of complete amateur and a really cheap horse who made it to the top, and it's brilliant. So we've all loved watching Mr. President and Steph, and they're just the most unlikely pair. She's not your average dressage rider, he's certainly not your average dressage horse, and they've just been brilliant and given us so many years of pleasure. But she's decided to retire him from top level competition now. He's getting a bit older, and she wanted to go out on a high note and not let him find things a bit tough and get a bit old. So it's a really sweet blog about him and her career and why she's chosen to go out on a high.
Oh, I love the last paragraph says, it was like finding a Picasso in the attic. He's exactly. One in a billion. What a great story. So definitely everybody want to check out this this blog. It's on horseandcountry.tv. Check it out there. And then one final thing, tell us about the video of the week.
Well, we have got a show on at the moment on our channel called The Yard Talk and Masterclass with Jock Padgett, who, of course, is the reigning winner of badminton and Burley, and he'll be coming to Kentucky to try and complete the set. And it's a great little video with him and him talking about his career, and we'll be putting more up in the coming weeks with his training tips. So if you want to learn from a badminton and Burley winner, do keep heading to horseandcountry.tv.
All right, fantastic. Well, horseandcountry.tv, Victoria Spicer, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for being a good sport about the question. Wait, real quick. What kind of horse can jump higher than a house?
I don't know.
All kinds of horses, because houses can't jump.
I did.
Bye, Victoria.
She's never calling back again. Bye, Victoria.
We say that every week. Say that every week, and she just keeps coming back for more.
She's such a good sport. Well, let's take a break for our song of the day. And today, let's see what we got today. Today we have Addicted by Jared Rogerson. I haven't heard that one in a while. And we'll be right back after this commercial, this song. We have thehorse.com coming on to talk to us a bit about acupuncture. And it's Dr. Jones. I didn't know she did acupuncture. So that's going to be something we'll find out about as well.
Back on Track is a revolutionary line of pain relief products for horses and humans. Utilizing ancient Chinese experience, modern scientific findings, and skilled textile production, we have developed a line of products made of polyester fabric with ceramic powder melted into the threads. This ceramic-infused fabric reflects body heat as infrared waves, a form of energy that has a documented pain-relieving effect. It can reduce inflammation, ease muscle tension, increase blood circulation, and boost the healing process. Back on Track products can be used to warm up your muscles before exercise or work, thereby reducing the risk of strains or injury. Most importantly, they can also expedite the recovery from established injuries. Our wide range of products for horses includes blankets, coolers, saddle pads, boots, and wraps. We also offer a number of products for humans, including back and knee braces, gloves, bedding, and clothing. Back on Track is used by the top equestrians in the world, including McLean Ward, Stephan Peters, BZ Madden, Michelle Gibson, Margie Engel, and Debbie McDonald, just to name a few.
We've been using the Back on Track products now for approximately 4 years, starting with the leg wrap and the blankets. We've seen and noticed wonderful results from these products. We've no longer used poultice in our barn. The horses come out with much tighter legs, seem to have many less ailments. And the side effects of using poultice are not noticed, obviously, using the Back on Track wraps. Using the blanket, the horses have far less back trouble, far less irritation, allows us to do less veterinary treatments on the horses' joints, as well as chiropractic work. And we really feel that it's been a huge improvement for us and helped us have some great results.
Stephan Peters is one of the best dressage riders in the United States, having represented the United States.
Well, you can find Back on Track products at backontrackproducts.com. Now, Jared Rogerson with Addicted.
My teachers tried to warn me, stay away from that powerful stuff. My dad said, son, if you get started, you won't ever be able to stop. Look at me now, I'm doing fine, I'm happy to admit. I don't believe that hype, you know I got a good life, but they say that I'm addicted. Addicted to driving down the road, riding bronc and having fun. Addicted, well I'm really not, I can quit it anytime I want. Even if I puffed on rodeo, at least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. Well, I could blow all my money and break all my bones, but I would never hurt anyone. I've always been the kind to be in control. I tell you that in my defense. Cause the kind of wrongs I've been drawn lately's got me questioning my common sense. Addiction's a form of weakness. I know that to be true. You're gonna pay for a habit. I pray I don't have it. Just between me and you. Addicted to driving down the road, riding cross and having fun. Addicted, well I'm really not. I could quit it anytime I want. If I hooked on rodeo, at least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. It's broken bones and bruises and self-induced to pieces that'll never hurt anyone. Home. I find my ran to Embridge the other day. I asked him if he guessed the itch. I said it's 20 years since you've been on a bull. I guess you finally got it licked. Then his eyes went wild and he started to shake. I said it hits him every spring. I said, thanks, Deb, you're not helping me any. Now I got a Hakadime ring. Addicted to driving down the road, riding wrong and having fun. Addicted, well, I really thought that I could quit it any time I want. Now I'm sitting here jonesing for a rodeo, might as well be liquor or drugs. Well, I could blow all my money and break all my phones and I would never get enough. Well, I blew all my money, and that ain't fun, cause I just can't give it up.
Well, that was Jared Rogerson and Addicted. You can find all of Jared Rogerson's music at jaredrogerson.com or just hop on over to iTunes and search for Jared Rogerson. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen on this Wednesday, brought to you by backontrackproducts.com. Well, I'm just taking a look here. There's a lot of comments on Jennifer posted, do you have a name for your truck or your car? And there's a lot of different names here, Jamie. We got Ginny the Jeep. I kind of like that one. A Ford F-250 that's named the Purple People Eater. I wonder if your truck's purple. Another one that's named Jinxie. Well, see, there's one that is wrong. You don't name your car Jinxie because you know that that's going to be it's going to live up to its reputation.
I love Samantha Brown's. And she says that she has a white Ford Escape she named Betty White, and past cars were Greta the Jetta and Dora the Explorer.
What is it?
That's awesome.
So there's lots of comments on there, and the picture you posted of the thoroughbred at Dressage at Devon eating the flowers has gotten a lot of comments, too. Did you read the one about Pam said, love this story. Judge told another rider later in the class that she got a 9.5 on her gates. She couldn't give her a 10 because her horse didn't give her flowers like the thoroughbred.
I love that.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
What kind of horse gets 10 on its gates? Holy cow, you gotta have to spend $1 million on that horse. My God.
I know, and dressage at Devon's tough. It's like one of the tougher competitions here for dressage in the country. So it's not like you're going into an easy beginner class.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Oh, I got a 9.5. I only got a 9.5 on my gates. So shut up. Nobody likes you.
So what else is going on, Jamie? We have no news today. I looked for news today, and it was just a boring news day. There wasn't any rescues. There wasn't any, you know, there wasn't any of our kind of news today. There was boring news, but not our kind of news.
Now, I do have something cool to share with you guys. So you remember the horse, Joe Montana? I'm going to try to post this on our Facebook page. So Joe Montana was the horse that was starved, and I got adopted it from the sheriff's department like I did Jet. Well, he has a teenager named Shaylee that absolutely loved him. I don't know why. She just loves him. It's one of those things you just can't explain. And she had a photographer come out and do a photo shoot with him. So I'm posting that on Facebook right now. Joe, come on. And I'll share it with you.
Did I see these on your Facebook page? These were great pictures.
She might have tagged me in it, but yeah, she did a photo shoot with him. And it's so cool to see. She loves him. He loves her. It's a match made in heaven. So I'm posting it now so you can at least see one of them. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was Joe Montana. Wow, he looks like a horse.
He looks like a fancy horse.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a regular, like, normal horse, not a starving little child anymore.
He like, jumps and stuff and, like, I see it's on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page right now. And so they did it at sunset, And what's great is we actually had clouds in the sky. So it actually is a beautiful day in Phoenix and a beautiful evening. So not just the sun-baked awfulness that is normally around. So, yeah, it's on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Check it out.
I like that picture, and I really like the one where she was on the horse, where she was on him leaning over and hugging him.
Yeah.
I like that, too. That was a good one, too. But look at the sky in this picture. It looks like it's on fire.
This photographer did a fantastic job. I need to post her name on there as well because, obviously, she needs some credit. Darlene, Danielle Marlene Photography. There we go. I'll copy that and put that down, too. So this photographer just moved to Phoenix and is trying to get her business going. So she actually get the photo shoot for Shaylee for free,
which
is awesome. Yeah.
Now, did you well, let's give a plug out for the Facebook page for the Sheriff's Department Rescue. We haven't said that in a while.
Well, we need to, yeah. If you want to look at horses, we've got some that are rehabilitating right now, but will be available within the next month or so. We've got them, and you can go check them out at facebook.com/adopthorses. Or it's just MASH Horses, M-A-S-H, and that stands for Maricopa County Animal
something.
I don't know. It's a long one, and they just kind of pick those letters out. So MASH Horses, you can check that out on Facebook. And I run the page, but I also do it with an officer. And so we try to keep everybody up to date on what horses are there, what horses are available, and kind of give a little backstory on the horses and a future story to tell where they are and what they're doing and how they're progressing. It's kind of fun. So it's pretty rewarding to do that.
Very good. Well, it's that time of the week.
Time for the weekly health report from Horse.com. Fantastic information and their attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
And the Horse.com is brought to you this week by Horse-Side Vet Guide. Horse-Side Vet Guide is a brand new app developed with your horse's health in mind, created by an expert in equine veterinary medicine with over 20 years of experience. Horse-Side Vet Guide helps you determine how to best resolve an equine healthcare problem. Far more than a mobile first aid app, Horse-Side Vet Guide contains an extensive list of observations, skills, how-to videos, veterinary diagnostics, treatments, and so much more. Just search for Horse-Side Vet Guide in the App Store if you have an iOS and an iPhone or an iPad. You'll find it over there. It'll be coming out on Android very soon. Well, we have Michelle Anderson with us, digital editor of thehorse.com, with the weekly horse health report. Good morning, Michelle. Let's see if we can get Michelle. Michelle, you there?
Oh. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. So how are things on the west coast of the United States?
They've been very wet, but we're supposed to get some sunshine today. I have a trail ride planned for this afternoon, so fingers crossed. The rain stays away.
And how's the new baby horse?
She is great. She's such a good girl. She learned how to trot over poles yesterday. She's doing really well in the lunge line and doing all those baby horse things, all those things you take for granted that you have to teach them.
Yes. Yes, there are certain advantages to adopting adult dogs and adult horses.
Well, you ask them something, and they look at you like, what?
Why
I don't
do
know
you
what
you
mean.
A circle? I don't do circles.
Yeah, back? why would I go backwards when I can go forward? So, fun stuff. I forgot how much I like the young horses.
Actually, we're waiting. I think Jennifer's trying to get a hold of Dr. Jones right now. So,
okay.
She's giving it a shot now. She said she's having trouble getting through, so she's just going to keep trying, Dr. Jones. I wanted to go over there to horse.com because there were a couple things that were on there this week that really jumped out at me. And one of them, you did have an article on how the government shutdown will affect equine interests, which I thought was probably one of the most extensive articles I've seen on that, so good job with that.
Yeah, Diane Rice, one of our freelancers, put that together. National Forest. Those of us who like to ride in National Forest.
Well, you know what? You can say, like the World War II vets did yesterday, who broke into the World War II vets. They were there for a trip to see the monument in D.C., which was technically closed, too, but they just went through the barricades. Who's going to stop a bunch of 90-year-old World War II vets from going to see the monument, you know? So you can just do that. You could just break in. I'm sure that, well, there's nobody there to arrest you either, so you should be fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, a woman was up trail riding in the Cascade Mountains by Sisters Mirror Lake, which is a beautiful ride. Her horse got into bees, and the Forest Service was there to help her. She had to be airlifted. She was in critical condition, airlifted off of the mountain after coming off her horse. But, you know, the Forest Service rangers were there to help her, and if you were up there right now, no Forest Service ranger to help you.
Wow. You know, we talked about bees before, and Jamie's had that experience, and I think we've all had experience with bees, but boy, they we kind of chuckle about it sometimes, but it's not something to laugh at when you're on your horse and there's a lot of them.
No, and you can't train your horse to not care about bees.
That's all right. It looks like Dr. Jones is ready, so we're good to go.
Dr. Jones, are you here?
Good morning. Yeah, sorry about that. We had a little flipping around of the phones, and I'm here now.
Well, it was nice to hear Lynn's voice.
Oh, Lynn was actually alive. How
yes.
interesting. So
yes,
she can take over, and I'll kick back.
Oh, well, Dr. Jones, this morning we're going to be talking about acupuncture, which is something that you're very interested in, and we also have an article about complementary therapies, including acupuncture, in the current issue of The Horse. So I want to start out and have you tell us a little bit about what acupuncture is for people who aren't familiar with it.
Well, I mean, the easiest description would be is the use of small needles over particular points in the animal or human that would allow some movement of nervous stimulation, or some people like to call it energy, within their system to aid in disease processes. It's kind of a general.
Okay. And so as a veterinarian, how did you get interested in acupuncture for horses?
Oh, for me, I've always been interested in it. I've seen some good results with the acupuncture at the sporting events that I've been doing either FEI veterinary work for or regular veterinary work for, and wanted to really, you know, delve into it. Just being in private practice, it's hard to take the time away to go to class and learn it. And so that was my stimulus is watching other people do it. It's not reading about it or hearing about it. It's actually watching people do it.
And so for training, what kind of process do you have to go through? Because you've gone through the training. You're not certified in acupuncture quite yet, but you have gone through the training. What does that involve?
Right. The training, there's two courses that are offered to, well, actually, I think there's now three. I apologize. I didn't mean to count out the other one that's been relatively new, started up. There are two main courses that veterinarians know about through the veterinary world. One is an International Veterinary Association that organizes a meeting once a year. You got to fly to it. It's quite costly, you know, with the expense of being away from practice as well as your flights, you know, to the area that the course is being given. And then hotel stays, cars, things like that. The other one is right here in my backyard, which I found to be the most intriguing because he joined the University of Florida practice or school back in the late 1990s, and I've watched some of his work, and he's another one that I've kind of followed through. He's from China. He's a veterinarian from China that puts on a course here in Florida, so it's close enough for me to get to. And he started up his course in the late 2000s. Or the early 2000 time period, and so I was able to travel up there and come home every day of the course. A little bit of extra traveling time, but that made it a little bit more reasonable in expenses and keeping track of my practice clientele as well.
And so for acupuncture, what kind of research supports using it in horses.
They're just now coming out with some good research. For a while, it took them a while to set up the structure that we would consider research, and there's going to be two ways to look at it. Clinically, do you see results? Yes. That's, to a lot of people, that's enough research for them. But for the large medical community, whether it's human or animal, there is a peer-reviewed research articles that are in certain journals that have to go by certain protocols to be considered legitimate research. And that keeps, you know, any general practitioners or other practitioners from going out and giving a medication to one horse and saying it worked. You need a certain number of horses that go through the research product. You need a control study to say, well, even if they've got the needle in a different spot, not the spot that's supposed to treat that certain disease, they were stuck with a needle. Was it the fact that they were just hypersensitized by stuck with a needle, or is it because it actually hit the point that met the disease process results? So they had to go through all that, and they've now been able to publish in some of our peer-reviewed journals, and there are some good articles out there. They also have their own journal review, peer-reviewed, for acupuncture, to submit your articles to that one as well, and that one runs the same type of formalities of submitting your articles that the peer-reviewed larger medical journals do. So there's tons of research now out that's showing that there is some benefit to acupuncture for certain disease processes.
And so what? How are you using, or how are acupuncturists using acupuncture to treat horses? For what kind of issues might it help?
Basically about anything. They have used it for lameness primarily, for inflammation, which a lot of times lameness is due to inflammation, such as a joint disease or arthritis, swellings, things like that. So they've primarily used it for that because that's the easiest thing to get see some nice turnarounds on. They've used it for some other disease processes like heaves or those that have non-sweating issues. We've seen it being used for inflammation control in cancer-type issues, founder, just to name a few of the, items. Colic, there's been some pain control for colic that's helped out, diarrhea cases. So there's a lot of things it can be used for.
Okay. So as a horse owner, if I had a vet who was doing acupuncture come out to work on my horse, what would I expect? What is a session or visit like?
Okay, well, first I'll tell you, when you look for one, they're listed on either the Chinese, the Qi Institute, C-H-I, Qi Institute website. They're also located on the IVAS, the I-V-A-S, International Veterinary Acupuncture Society website. So those are two websites you can go on to see a list of veterinarians that have gone through their courses. To become certified, I just wanted to explain that. To become certified, you need to go through the course, you need to spend the hours with a veterinary acupuncturist, and then you need to submit articles. And that's the only thing I haven't done is submit my articles to become the veterinary acupuncture certified. Those are two things that I would be looking for if you're going to find a veterinarian. They could have VCA behind their name, and that will tell you right off the bat that they are certified. A lot of veterinarians won't put it behind their names on their card, but you can look up on those two websites. So as a veterinarian, when I go out and do an acupuncture appointment, there's a couple ways you can approach it. There's a very, very traditional way of approaching it, and that's doing a body scan on a horse and treating according to the body scan and the clinical history you get from the client, such as they're having problems with breathing or they're having some lameness problems in the hind end. So you treat accordingly to that. It's kind of a recipe thing. The other way you can approach it, which is the way I was taught, was the Chinese medicine approach, is you get a history from the client. You can do the body scan, which is taking the backside of a needle, running it along certain pathways of the horse's meridians and looking for reactions. And granted, you can say some of the horses are ticklish and some are not, so you do a little test area and see if they are or not, and then you go from there. You also can take a pulse on the horse. You check their tongue. You can see what their skin looks like. You can ask questions about their personalities and get their constitution and take all of these into effect of how you want to treat the horse. And that gets a bit more involved. You get yourself a Chinese diagnosis and Chinese medical diagnosis on the horse, and then you treat according to that diagnosis. So there may be multiple things going wrong. You might just think it's a hind-end lameness, and granted, that would be something that would be addressed, but there might be some underlying other issues that if you could correct those underlying issues, maybe everything would come together in full circle.
So is acupuncture something that the practitioner recommends, or usually something that the horse owner seeks out for their animal? Is it usually the owner who's had maybe acupuncture on themselves and want to try it on their horse, or just does it depend on the situation?
It definitely depends on the situation. Most times than not, the clients are talking to their friends, and their friends say, hey, I did acupuncture on my horse and it worked. So they seek it out that way. That's been more the norm because it hasn't been completely accepted by a lot of veterinarians. Those, as myself, I use Eastern and Western medicine, meaning I do antibiotics and I also do acupuncture. So I do a little bit of medicine I was trained in school and now the Chinese way and combine the two. A lot of times I'll just do all Western for a particular horse. If the client requests no Western medicine done and all it is Eastern medicine, we'll do chiropractic and acupuncture for that horse. And if we're not getting results, I'll suggest that either you know, they need to look somewhere else for help or consider trying to do a little bit of Western medicine. But in general, they get it from their friends to try it out, or they did have it done on themselves and believe in it and try it out. And they'll have it done on their horse. The thing that people don't understand is that acupuncture isn't usually a one-time visit, a one-time shot, that silver bullet that we're all looking for, that quick answer, that hurry and get them well in one visit kind of thing. It usually takes multiple visits, and that's where, A, the expense comes in, and, B, the instant gratification doesn't seem to come about.
And as a matter of fact, it's used more often for maintenance than it is to fix things if it's used correctly.
Absolutely, and that's the big thing. When the animals are brought to the University of Florida's head veterinarian who runs this course, his first question to the client, whether it's dog, cat, or horse, is what is your goal for this animal and this meeting that we're having for acupuncture? And if it's to give pain relief for a better quality life, that's really easy to take care of for him. If it's to cure cancer, he will tell them outright, I will not be able to cure this cancer. I will give pain relief or decrease inflammation or give you a little bit more longevity than I would curing the cancer.
Right.
So there's a way to approach it, and I thought the best decision is to say, what is your goals for my acupuncture to do for you? And if they seem to have unrealistic goals, you're probably not going to satisfy that client.
Now, I do have a question for you. Dr. Wendy, who's the host of the Driving Radio Show and is a veterinarian and traditional Chinese medicine doctor, she does acupuncture and has done it for years. She told me that when she was going to the acupuncture school like you went to, when she would come home, she would practice on her boyfriend, and her boyfriend is no longer her boyfriend. Were you practicing on her husband or on your husband when you got home? Did you say, yeah, I'm going to get the needles out and practice on you, dear? Did that go over well?
He actually asked for it. So, yes. Yes, I did practice on my husband, and he asked for it. It worked so well the first time. The second time.
Now, wait a minute. Did he ask for it, or did he
ask
for it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Both ways. Anyway, the
what
second time.
What you guys do in your private time is a little bit, so we don't need to hear about all that on this show, okay?
No, but I did practice on my dogs at home and my horse at home, so yes, they all got stuck. The only one that didn't get stuck was my son. I stuck myself as well. But, no, my husband asked for it. It worked so well for his lower back. He asked me to do it again for pain relief. And when I did it the second time, for some reason, he wasn't as thrilled with the needles going in the second time. And my son was watching as I'm placing the needles in his lower back as he's laying there on the floor. And I told my son, tell your daddy to breathe. And he ran up to daddy's face and said, Daddy, just breathe. I about peed my pants laughing. I don't know where he got that whole breathe in and out slow, but my husband started laughing. I started laughing, but it was the whole yoga breathe in and breathe out slow that my son did, and I have no idea where he got that from.
That's awesome.
It was quite humorous. Awesome.
And let's be honest, you women love to see us when we're sick and in pain. You like that. You like
no,
that.
I don't.
Like that. No.
No.
No,
I don't.
No,
I don't.
Well,
you're just a big wuss. You're just a big wuss.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, true.
Well, if you want to learn more about complementary therapies, we have an article up on thehorse.com. It's article 32641, so if you do a search for that, again, that's 32641. You can read all about acupuncture and some other cool stuff that's being done on horses.
And there are some really great articles out there that do support it, so just ask your veterinarian about it for the situation you're in with your horse, and they may have some good references for you, or if they don't, you can always seek them out on those websites for the Chi Institute and IVUS.
I got to tell you, Dr. Jones, too, and you can find Dr. Jones at FloridaEquine.com. After hanging around with Wendy now for a couple of years, Dr. Wendy Ying, I've learned so much about Chinese medicine and have a whole new respect for it, and you know, which I never had before, you know, but I've learned so much, and I've seen, you know, little things that we have done thanks to her suggestion for us and the horses, and it just, you know, again, you say, you know, the anecdotal evidence is there, it works, and you know, now they're starting to get some science behind it, but boy, you can't overlook the fact that it just works. You know, you can't overlook that fact.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people call it magic as if it's magically curing the horses by putting the needles in. But truly, there are needle sites. And for me, when I was doing the labs and such and learning my needle sites, the needle sites are basically where I'll do nerve blocks. It sits right over top of nerves. So you're giving some nervous stimulation to areas that need it. So you're giving a little bit of extra electricity or energy or magic, whatever you want to call it, but it's got true science behind it. And like you said, they're starting to really pump out some good articles. But I'm kind of curious, Glenn, did she give you a constitution?
No.
Oh, really?
Whatever that is, she didn't give it to me.
You have to ask her what she thinks your constitution is, because I'd love to know what her opinion is compared to mine.
We did the five elements, and we did go over the five elements and went through all of those and the meridians and all of that. So the five elements, I'm a fire, you know, which...
You're a fire, okay.
Yeah, because everybody can probably guess that, you know. So
yeah, I put you in a fire. Yeah, that's what I meant. Your constitution is the same thing as the elements.
Oh, good. Okay, yes, I'm a fire. We determined what Jamie was, too, but I can't remember now what Jamie is.
Jamie, are you a wood? Were you a wood?
She probably would be a wood. Maybe wood metal a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're off the topic. Well,
whatever.
Thank you, guys.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Michelle Anderson of thehorse.com and... Dr. Jones of FloridaEquine.com. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Take
everyone.
Care.
Talk to you next
Thank
week.
You.
That's the
I
five elements.
Water, wind, sunshine, air, ocean. I think that's what I am. Glitter. You're a glitter.
You're a glitter.
I'm glitter. I'm bedazzle. Do they have that as an element?
They should. They should. That's cool. So the baby made it to, what's that?
This is the problem with watching too much My Little Pony is, Glenn, what's the best way to phrase this? Like, if you say something and I'm not sure if I believe you or not, or I can't believe what you're saying, I say, oh my God, are you Sparkle? Are you Sparkle right now? Is that Sparkle?
See, I knew there was going to be a downside to you becoming a mom, and the downside was going to be that you were going to endorse and adopt My Little Pony.
Dude, it's ridiculous. I can put on any show on TV, the Animaniacs, Looney Tunes, whatever, and I'll watch it, because sometimes as a mom you just need a break, and you put their little swingy chair in front of the TV, and you're able to, like, you know, eat. So I put him down in the swingy chair, and any show comes on, he's like, you know, kind of watches it, kind of fusses. If I put My Little Pony on, he's like, ha, ha, ha. laughs out loud, thinks it is just the coolest thing he's ever seen. I don't know. He sparkles when it comes on, Glenn. He is a brony. My son, and Chad's like, my son's a brony. Oh, my God.
Do you think there's subliminal satanic messages in My Little Pony? Honestly.
I don't think it's satanic. I think it's just pure fun. It's sparkles, Glenn. It sparkles. And my son sparkles with it, okay?
Are you going to be going to brony conventions here when he's about five? With him all dressed up as a little pink one?
He might. He might. But you know what? There is a good life. Vinny, stop licking the baby. Sorry. Baby's right behind me. My dog's trying to lick him. I don't know. There's always a positive message, so it's not like I can, you know, fault My Little Pony. It's about teamwork, you know, or it's about sharing, or it's about being positive. It's always a great story. So we sparkle in our house.
Yeah, before I get sick, Jennifer, can you tell us what's coming up on Really Bad Ads Prizes on Friday?
On this week's prize table, I need some insulin. I'll be right back.
Yes, geez.
From horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted the number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And at the other side of the table, near the overstuffed chair where the cat's sleeping, Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment and salve and spray are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and anti-glitter. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, cuts, and abrasions on your pets, horses, dogs, and cats. And especially this time of year, it's the crusties caused by bug bites. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And by the way, Dr. Rose's Remedies is also available on Amazon.
Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. It seemed more like a Friday show than a Wednesday show, actually, but we will be back here on Friday. We do not work for the government, unfortunately. But we will be back here on Friday. We'll have really bad ads for you. We'll have some guests for you. It'll be a lot of fun. So join us then. Don't forget you can download the app. You can get our app at the App Store, just iOS or Android. Go on there and search for Horse Radio Network. It is free. Just download it. You can listen to all the shows. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. And we appreciate you being here today. Thank you, Jamie. It's been fun.
Ponify and sparkle, Glenn. Just sparkle.
That. God.
And ponify.
Maybe
you're in yell, too.
I think I'd sooner have Dr. Joseph stick needles in me.